Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was thinking of different topics, and it dawned on me that I really just wanted to share a dream. And I do that occasionally, where I just close my eyes and I fill my heart with joyful thoughts, and I write what flows in my heart. And so in the quietness of my mind today, I built this peaceful world of unity where people pass one another on the street. They smile and nod to show respect. Kindness is always offered and appreciated. Children of every shade, hue, religion, and viewpoint are playing together and acknowledging each other as sisters and brothers. They freely share their toys and they look after one another. Everyone has a home, and no one ever questions if they belong. Crime is no more. And one day I believe that my dream will be reality. And I know that every one of God's blessings will flow freely to all of His children. So when I close my eyes and I smile, that's what I see in the future for you and me. Now, some people might question whether I'm in Pollyanna or even my sanity. But I believe that what God says will come true, and that one day, you know, we'll put everything down. There won't be any more wars, no more fighting, no more pain, no more judgment, no more anger, no more tears, and we will love one another in the ways that God intended for us to love each other. And when I think of that, it just makes me smile. Because I believe in miracles. I believe in the goodness of the human soul. And I think that, you know, every time we see a child born, we get a glimpse at what pure joy and love is. And so, you know, I like to speak those dreams, you know, and I like to write about dreams, because I do believe that one day we'll all have that ability to just be happy, be joyful, to live in peace, to not be bothered by hate, and to recognize each other as love. You know, no one will be worrying about someone having more than them, or even be fearful that they don't have enough. You know, I believe that that's what we will all experience it one day. And while I know that God can do that at any moment that He chooses, I also believe that we have the ability to work toward that as well. And so I just, you know, I'd like to have you, you know, hold that thought in your heart too. And to think about the goodness of God. And if you're having, you know, any issues in your life, to just hold on and be thankful, and to know that change is coming, and that I do believe we will see the goodness of God in our lifetime. And I think that if we put our efforts toward that, then we can leave a better legacy for the children in the next generation. No one knows exactly when God is going to make this happen. But I don't think God gives us a dream or even gives us hope without intending to fulfill it. I also want to share one more poem, an actual poem I wrote about the dream. If I could speak a dream for everyone to see, I would fill my mind with goals of love, compassion, and unity for all of humanity. If I could sing a song, a sweet song of peace and victory, I would sing a song of peace, happiness, joy, and harmony for you and me. If I could give the world anything, these are the things that fill my wishes and dreams for you and me. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Keep your head up and trust that all will be well. Until we speak again, goodbye.